Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Bechukosai. In Chutz La'aretz, wherever you are in Chutz La'aretz, it's only Parshas, it's both. You have two this week. You have Bahar and Bechukosai. In Eretz Yisrael, we did Bahar last Shabbos. This week is the catch-up week. Everybody around the world is going to finally catch up. At the end of Bechukosai, we'll all say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazik, and get ready to build strong towards Shavuos, which is coming up in less than 10 days. Today is the 40th day of the Omer. Less than 10 days to Shavuos. Emir Tzashem. I want to share with you one of the most famous Rashis in the entire Torah. It has a very, very powerful lesson that I think sometimes we overlook. Sometimes we miss in the shuffle. Says Rashi on the opening pasuk in this parasha in Mechukosai Telechu. The pasuk says, if you will go with my chukim, with my laws. So Rashi says, what does that mean to be Bechukosai Telechu? What does that exactly mean? I might think, says Rashi, it's referring to fulfilling mitzvos. No. The next phrase in the pasuk is, V'yaz mitzvosai tishmeru. The next part of the pasuk is talking about fulfilling the mitzvos. So what does it mean? What does it mean? In Bechukosai Telechu, says Rashi, three words, famous words, Shetiyu Amilim Batorah. That you should toil, you should work hard in Torah. The words in Bechukosai Telechu mean, they translate into the charge, into the responsibility that every one of us has to be amelim batorah, to be toil. Amel is to work. Our job is to work hard in Torah. Now let me explain to you why I think this is sometimes a misconception. Rabosai, a lot of people think, you know, what's considered success in Torah? If you know a lot of Torah, if you learned the whole Masechta, wow, that's called success. But if you only know a few pages, that's not success. People think, inappropriately, they have a misconception that what matters is exactly how many pages they know, how many concepts they know. It's not right. Our job is not to know Torah. Our job is to toil in Torah. Our job is to make effort in Torah. Our job is to put in our effort. Whether it becomes known or not, whether we understand 100% or not, that's not our job. Is to apply ourselves. Our job is to put in effort. Our job is to commit ourselves and to put in as much effort as we can into what we're learning. That's our responsibility. I'll tell you a beautiful story. Chavetz Chaim wrote the Sefer Mishneh Berurah, as everyone knows, and he used to work very, very hard. And he had a son-in-law. The Chavetz Chaim's son-in-law's name was Reb Hirsch. And Reb Hirsch and the Chavetz Chaim were once learning a certain sugya, and they spent 6 or 7 hours pounding away at the sugya. They were working so hard at the sugya. And finally, after 6, 7 hours of pounding away at the sugya, they came to a conclusion of the sugya, and the Chavetz Chaim took out his pen, and he wanted to write down halacha lemaisa, what was this psak in that case. Takes out a pen and he writes one line and a half. After 6 or 7 hours of learning, that translates into 1.5 lines in the Mishneh Berurah. And his son-in-law is looking like, is anybody ever going to know how much effort went into this line and a half of Mishneh Berurah? It's true, every word was very, very well measured and weighed, but is anybody that reads the Mishneh Berurah ever going to really know how much toil and effort went into this? Chavetz Chaim turned to his son-in-law and said, I want to tell you the following mashal. Said the Chavetz Chaim, there was once in Siberia, the Tsar Papushka, that was his name, Papushka, sent people in Siberia to go build the roads and to expand the roads. After all, for the Tsar, the Tsar needed big roads, the Tsar needed a thoroughfare. And so he sent people out to the roads to build roads and to extend the roads. One time, a father and son are working in the field, and they're making these roads, and they're working so hard, and the road is finally done. And the son turns to his father innocently and says, Daddy, people are going to come here soon to ride on these roads. Is anybody going to realize how much effort we put in to making these roads smooth and work on these roads? And the father turns to his son and says, My son, the Tsar Papushka, the Tsar Papushka, meaning what? So the Chavetz Chaim, it doesn't matter if people will know or not. What matters is that we're making the Tsar happy. The Tsar is like our father. We're making our father happy. We're putting in our effort. Whether people know about it or not, it's not what matters. The effort is important in and of itself. Not only is it important, I'm going to say it's the main value. Not how much, you know, at the end of the day, it's how much you tried. It's how much effort you put in, and we put in, to go ahead and try to accomplish in Torah. That's what matters. Abosai, as many of you know, there's a minhag that during the 49 days of Sfiras Omer, each person, every day, tries to learn or contemplate one of the 48 kinyonim that are mentioned in Pirkei Avos that you acquire Torah with. The Mishnah says the Torah is so great, there's 48 ways to acquire Torah. And the Mishnah lists them off. So some people have a minhag every day to look at one of them and try to contemplate one of those kinyonim. My son's yeshiva, Eli's yeshiva, every day the Rosh Hashiva gets up and he speaks for a few minutes after davening about one of the kinyonim out of those 48. Okay, very nice. So listen to this, my friends. I have a very simple question. If toiling so hard is so essential to Torah, how come it's not one of those 48 kinyanim? You don't see Omal toil as one of the kinyanim. It's not there. It's very strange that it's not there. One answer is, fellas, you know why? Because every kinyan, any kinyan you want to acquire, the only way you can acquire it is by toiling. You see, fellas, anything in life that comes easy, easy come, easy go. Easy come, easy go. Things in life that are valuable and meaningful are things that come with toil. So the reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention toil is because it's obvious. The only way you can have any kinyan and make any kinyan into a real kinyan is by toiling. Effort is so essential for all the kinyanim. I want to take this to another level with you guys. The Medrash on this Pasuk says an amazing thing. The word im, what does the word im mean? If. But the Medrash also says it means something else. Im means please. Please. As if Hashem is begging us. Guys, please. Please toil in my Torah. Now why would Hashem beg us to toil in His Torah? So one reason might be, you might say, you know why? Because you'll get Olam Haba, and Hashem wants to give you Olam Haba. I both say, it's true. You will get Olam Haba, and a very, very beautiful portion in it if you toil in Torah. But what people sometimes don't realize is, they think, yeah, I'll get Olam Haba, but have it Olam Hazeh. I'm going to lose out on Olam Hazeh. If I spend my time sweating over the books, instead of hanging out and just chilling, and chilling with my friends, and playing games, and there's a new game called Fortnite, and I could buy armory and swords, and make a lot of, and beat the whole world, 5 million people. People think, oh, Givaldic, that's life. That's enjoyment. Some people think, I could go surfing. I'll go surfing in Tel Aviv. Obviously, in the early hours of the morning when no one's there, there's no problems of tznius. Good. And that's life. But to sweat over old texts, that's life. So I want to share with you a comment of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says something so amazing. Now you got to try this to do it. Try it. Try it. Says the Chazon Ish. There's no delight in this world more enjoyable than the delight that a person has from toiling hard in Torah. You can't describe the delight. Many of us that did the challenge before Pesach, and then 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, I had the schus to learn with Yonatan 3 hours together. We didn't stop. I don't think we battled for 1 minute during those 3 hours. Maybe I did. Yonatan didn't battle for 3 hours. I got to tell you, it was Gan Eden. It was so geschmack. Fortnite? You want to compare it to a LeBron James Lahavdil, Chas V'Shalom, Lahavdil, to a LeBron James buzzer beater floater off the backboard? Big whoop! What is that? Compared to 1 second of Torah, Kavachomer, to an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours of Torah with effort, plugging away? There's nothing more geschmack in the whole wide world. Say the Torah, Im B'chuko Sakalechu, please! You know why? Not only because I want you to have Olam Haba, I want you to enjoy this world and you'll see, and you do see, and we all see, Baruch Hashem, that when a person puts an effort to learning Torah, the pleasure they have from that is not only a pleasure in the world to come, but primarily a pleasure in this world. I don't want to make the guy sitting at the head of the table feel too proud of himself, but I gave you guys a challenge yesterday. I said, come in today with a Shaka Vataria, with the Shaka Vataria.
Give and take.
You know, the steps of the Gemara, to know the steps of the Gemara about Peh for today. Not everyone did it. And the ones that did it, some of you did, Baruch Hashem, some did it this morning, or a lot of it this morning. You know what? What's the difference between those that did it and those that did it and those that didn't do it? Only one difference. How much effort you put in. How much it mattered to you. How much you decide, okay, I want to do this. Because it's important. It's not because someone's more smart, brighter than the other necessarily, or he's more talented. When we measure success in learning, it's not based on how smart you are, how bright you are, and how much you can remember. Those are just gifts. What you put in is the effort. What you put in is how much toil, how much work you put in. I want to close with a story. The story is a beautiful story. Don't try this at home. Okay, that's my intro to the story. Rav Yashiv was a model of a person who toiled in Torah. Toiled in Torah his entire life. He toiled in Torah his entire life. Toiled incredibly in Torah. I want to tell you one story about Rav Yashiv. It's actually about Rebbetzin Rav Yashiv, but it's about Rav Yashiv also. Listen carefully. Rebbetzin Rav Yashiv, Rav Yashiv's wife, was very, very machbid. Was very machbid. Not to bother her husband who was learning Torah. She didn't want to bother him. Because she said, his learning is so important, so valuable. I can't bother him when he's learning. One time, in the middle of the day he was learning, and the son, her son, required an operation. Now, Rav Yashiv looked in the same place every single day, and she's walking to the Beis Medrash because she feels like she has to tell her husband, our son has an operation. She walks to the Beis Medrash, and she hears his beautiful singing song of learning. She hears him singing the learning. I can't disturb her. She turns around, walks back towards her house, about to go to the hospital. She says, you know, but maybe he should know about this. It's, he's the father of the child. Maybe he should know that his son's having an operation today. So she walks back, and she hears the sing song, the beautiful sing song of his learning. She says, I can't do it. She walks back a third time, back to her house, and then back a third time. And she hears him singing and learning. I can't do it. She went to the hospital herself, took her son for the operation herself. Later that night, when he came home from learning in the Beis Medrash, she said, by the way, today our son had an operation. She didn't say a word to him. Now, it's amazing dedication from her part, that's for sure. But it's also how you see that when a person learns Torah with effort, they can be transcended. They can transcend to a different world. They could be in a different place. How do you get to a sing song and learn like that? How do you get to a place where it's so geschmack? What the answer is? When you put in a lot of effort, and you try really hard, you become so connected to it, that it just transcends you, it takes you to a different place. Abosai, this is our tefillah, this is our bracha. In b'chukosai te'lechu, two parts. Number one, a charge that we should be amin l'matorah. Number two, a tefillah, a halavai, we should be zocha. Hashem says, please, just give it a shot. Give it a go. Try. And you will see. And not only is it going to be geschmack in the world to come, which for sure will be very geschmack, but in this world, you can't compare it to anything in this world. Oh. Not to any corn dogs, not to any shots on a basketball hoop, not to any entertainment, physical entertainment. It doesn't touch it. Nothing is like it. We should be zocha to fulfill the words of Rashi, Im b'chukosai telechu, shetiyu amei l'matorah. Wonderful Shabbos.